Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of the Almost Married podcast, the place for all of the brides and grooms to be to learn everything you need to know to plan the wedding of your dreams. I'm your host, Allie Armstrong, and I have spent the last decade perfecting the art of wedding planning and design for so many incredible couples across North America and connecting with amazing wedding vendors and suppliers that really helped to make that day special and come together like magic. I get so many inquiries from brides that are maybe planning their own wedding, or either they're doing it by themselves or with their partners, or perhaps they're only using a wedding planner for the final checks and day of coordination, and they are desperately looking for advice and insight on what they need to know. And I think there's something so special and exciting about planning your own big day, so I wanted to create this podcast as a resource for all of you almost married folk. I'm going to be interviewing some of the best and most experienced wedding and event professionals from across the continent, and each episode will tackle a subject that I know you've been wondering about. Everything from picking out your wedding dress, to figuring out the dreaded seating arrangements, to invitation and registry etiquette, to negotiating with your caterer, and so, so much more. I'm so excited that you've tuned in today, and I hope to see you back every week to learn more. Weddings may be stressful at times, but I hope with this podcast, it'll help you feel more at ease and even get you more excited for all of the celebrating to come. Hello, everyone. I am Allie Armstrong, and today we're talking with Allison McGill, the editor-in-chief of Wedding Bells magazine. Allison is going to share all her tips on how you can plan a magazine-worthy wedding, plus advice on all of the latest trends. Welcome to the Almost Married podcast, Allison.
Thanks, Allie. We've got a double Allie show today.
Allie and Allie. Everyone thinks my name is Allison, and I've never actually said this in public, but my name is Alicia.
Oh.
With a Y.
My name is Allison, but I do go by Allie.
Yeah. So Allie with an I and Allie with a Y.
It doesn't matter. It's all Allies all the time.
Allie squared. Love it.
And we're going to talk weddings.
We're going to talk weddings.
You've got some hot questions for me today.
I do. And the fact that you're here in Vancouver and you're able to record today with me is amazing, because we know how busy you are. I see your social media. You're traveling all around the world. I mean, heck, we'll get into it later, but I saw you were even in London for the Royal Wedding Madness.
Which it was indeed.
I was really excited to ask you about that.
Huge royalist. So, you know, I'm always happy to talk about anything royal. And yes, we will get to that. The good stuff.
Are you British? Because I know you love London so much.
Yes, half. My mother's Scottish, so she was born in Scotland. So I come by all of that stuff very naturally. Okay. And people say, how do you know all of this about all of these royals? Is it just from watching The Crown? And I'm like, I was very pre-Crown.
Yeah. You were born with it.
I was born with it.
My mother's British, so I am half British.
This gets even better. The double Allie British show.
I know. I love it. And I'm also royal obsessed. So I think we probably don't have a lot of time today to talk about it, but we can talk online.
The podcast 2.0.
Maybe.
The Allie Royal podcast.
There you go. I've watched all the documentaries, The Crown. Oh my goodness. I'm actually a little bit obsessed too. So I love that. Now, what we're talking about today is a huge, huge topic. And I didn't even know where to start when I was planning this episode out, because there's just, I have you in front of me, which is so exciting. And I don't know where to start, but I'm going to dive right in and ask you to share some secrets on what editors look for in real wedding submissions. And for those of you that don't know what a real wedding submission is, a lot of couples want their magazine or their weddings featured, whether it's on a blog or in a magazine.
Absolutely.
And I know that you've got some secrets to share on what editors may look for.
Right. Well, when the editor, you know, any type of editor in, you know, a fashion medium in particular, we're always looking for impact, details, and things that really stand out above the crowd. So for myself, when we're looking at real weddings, the great thing now is that everybody is so creative with their weddings that the details and the stories and the venues and the quality of photography is also amazing. Mm. And these are all really key things that we look for. And it's really inspiring to see how people go and plan these amazing parties, because weddings, you know yourself, are anything but cookie cutter these days.
Yes. That must be so refreshing as, you know, editor in chief, because you don't, a couple years ago, or maybe 3-4 years ago even, everything was just all white all the time, structured. You know, there was a lot of the same wedding coming through the pipeline, or I personally was noticing a lot of the same.
Yes.
And I think people are getting so creative.
People are. There's still a lot of people, and I'm sure you'll agree, that want to play it safe.
Yes. Timeless, classic.
Yes, safe. Exactly. Yes. But it's interesting, because, you know, I feel the most important thing when a person's planning their wedding is you have to be true to you. And mm-hmm. So if you're a person that loves color or, you know, wants to get married in a beautiful tropical destination or, you know, wants to have a wedding just the two of you with your dogs, like whatever that looks like, you should do it because it should be the day that you look back on and think that was like just the most amazing party and the most amazing day.
And just those memories, if you have something unique at your celebration, people will be talking about that for years.
Absolutely.
And a little secret, I know this isn't that relevant for this podcast, but at Fleur, which is the wedding show I produce and you are coming to, thank you. And doing a session on, there is going to be a llama at the show.
Amazing.
One of the decor companies is incorporating a real live llama. So just bringing that back to weddings, you could have a llama at your wedding.
Why not?
The sky.
Llamas and tigers and bears, oh my.
The limit.
So back to your question, you know, there are some key elements that we do look for when we have real wedding submissions. As you can imagine, we get a lot of them. And wedding season being as it is, we kind of get a deluge kind of like after that October window when everybody's getting married, sort of in the summer months into mm-hmm. the fall. Winter's become a very popular time in Canada. I mean, here in Vancouver, you don't get quite the snow in the winter, but you do have that in the mountains. You have all the beautiful. And I feel like people aren't just limited to the day of the week, the season anymore, which is great because it's like the doors have been thrown open and, you know, it's really all season, as you know.
Yes.
So for weddings, we're always looking for some key things we look for, of course, are amazing photography. So it needs to be amazing quality. It needs to show emotion. It has to be impactful. That's a really key thing. Like we want to see images that are wow because our job is to inspire our readers with these weddings. And this is what I think is amazing that couples really might not think about is that they are the source of creative information of inspiration for our readers. Mm-hmm. And this content, it's like, you know, this is amazing content. People are going to look at this and take ideas away and maybe emulate it. So how amazing is that to be a trendsetter?
Yes, that's a really good perspective.
So we, you know, of course, the photography quality is key. And, you know, some other things we look for, you know yourself, it's all in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean, people often ask me, you know, is it only high budget weddings that you're looking at? Absolutely not. It's not about dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sense. And I mean that in terms of, you know, common sense and thinking and being creative. So it's taking ideas that are original and beautiful. So, you know, flowers, cakes, we want to see all those detail shots. Those are super important because they tell the story of the day.
Yeah. Yes.
One thing that I really love is I like it when things are a bit kooky.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently had a wedding submission from a couple in Montreal. And I have to say it was one of the most original ones I've seen in a while. They had a marching band and they went through the streets of Montreal. And then they kind of went full Wes Anderson and they put on like a fox head and a cat head, like mascots. What? And I know it sounds kind of weird.
It's fun though.
Yeah, fun. And they had balloons and, you know, it was kind of a bit polarizing in the office because some people thought it was amazing like me and other people were like, I don't know how I feel about that. And I said, well, come on, like, let's tip our hat to these people for getting creative.
Yeah, you're right.
And the photos were incredible. Like as soon as I saw them, I was like, done deal. Like this, we got to have this.
And again, as a guest attending a wedding like that, that's just, it's, I mean, it is about the couple, but it's also how you make your guests feel. And I know, you know, people are probably talking about that for years.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, weddings are, they're not just an experience. They're not just an event, pardon me. They're an experience. Yes. And that's what everybody wants. Yes. And you know that very well.
But I love that you brought that up because, you know, some couples get so, I guess, just, distracted by all the details and the stress of the planning and just making sure kind of everything from A to Z is dialed. But you know, you got to kind of step back and think about how it's going to make you feel as a bride or a groom and how it's going to make your guests feel. So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Another key thing we look for in real weddings is emotion. Like we want to see the tears. We want to see the laughter. I really want to see the laughter because I like to see that people are having fun because that really to me tells me the story of their day, that it really was fabulous.
Yeah.
So seeing that emotion and with the guests, with the couple, with their parents, with their family, like I love all those photos and, you know, really spontaneous moments. And then, of course, you know, another really great one that is always impactful is your location. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, getting married in a beautiful space and having great photography, whether it's on a beach or in the mountains or in Europe, in a castle, those real weddings are incredible. And, you know, those are very inspiring for readers as well.
Definitely. And back to photography, this is something very important to me personally. I know how important it is to have a good photographer. And I think it's great for a photographer to have a conversation with a couple before their big day to see if, you know, getting featured or submitting their wedding as something that is of interest, because I think the photographer will take a little bit more time to shoot those details and to tell the story.
Absolutely.
So I think that's
a great point, because, you know, for photographers, that's on the radar with them. But for couples, you know, that's why I'm here. I'm demystifying this whole process. A lot of couples don't know how to go about that or aren't thinking in terms of that. I would want to have my wedding mm-hmm. featured online in print. And it's great for photographers to sort of guide them that way.
Yes.
And one thing that's interesting you bring up about photography is that, you know, a lot of people ask me, of course, it's like, how can I save on the wedding? Like, what are the key places that I can save money? And photography always comes up, and I can't believe it, because I know we all have smartphones and everything else, and the quality of these cameras is insane these days, but it's not for wedding photography. You're not going to ask your best friend to take out their iPhone and take the shots. You know, a lot of photographers have second shooters and third shooters mm-hmm. where they take on smartphones. And I think that's kind of cool as sort of an auxiliary backup. But, you know, you need somebody there for you professionally taking these photos. Mm-hmm. So key.
And that's, I mean, your memories fade. Your photographs are there for a lifetime. You want to invest in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm happy you said that, because I'm a big photography supporter as well. So what's a typical submission process, so people know what that looks like? So they have their wedding, they get their photos back. How do they start with the submission process?
Well, it's as easy as clicking a button. It's really easy. So on weddingbells.ca, for instance, we have submit your real wedding link. And it's just a matter of going in. We have a template form that everybody fills out. We ask you a ton of questions about your day, your engagement. We want to know all the nitty gritty, we want to know all the details. So we want to know the story. And then it's just as easy as uploading the high-res images. So it's super simple. Mm-hmm. And then they come to us as a central resource, and, you know, we kind of take it from there. And as I mentioned, we get a lot of submissions, but we can always have more, because we love to see weddings and we love content. We love producing it.
You must get in like the thousands. I can only imagine.
Yeah. My one editor who handles that particular section of the magazine, like, she's amazing. But yeah, she gets, like I was saying, in those key wedding seasons, she's just like, oh my goodness, we're hitting the jackpot here.
And again, the photography, because if you have an insane, elaborate, unique wedding, but it's not photographed professionally, or, you know, the story isn't being told, then it's probably going to get overlooked. So that's just another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always in social media land, it's so easy to reach out to people. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, we love it when people DM us on Instagram or reach out to us on Twitter or Facebook, whatever that looks like, you know, that's why we're there. We're there to answer questions. And, like, honestly, the submission process is so painless.
Yes.
And I tell people this all the time, and they're like, oh, that was easy.
And it's so worth it. You know, the couples that have been featured that I personally know, just to have something either tangible, whether it's printed, or have a link that they can share with their family and friends after the fact that does tell their story as well, is so special.
Oh, it's such a coveted thing. And it's so special. It is. And, you know, when we do all the weddings that we publish, like, you know, everybody's like, my whole family went out. Bought Christmas presents. Yeah. We got it. And we'd love to hear that at wedding bells. And we become part of that moment, which is really a special thing for us.
Yes. Great. And let's talk about wedding trends, because you are in the know. I'm sure you probably know all of this before I even know this, even with social media. I'm sure in your office, you're probably chatting about this before the readers are reading it, of course. So in 2018, we had some great trends, I think, that came to the pipeline. And I think some of those might continue into 2019, but let's talk about both. Is there anything in 2018 that was very impactful that we're going to continue to see? And is there anything new that you see or predict we'll see a lot of in 2019?
For sure. There's always new stuff. You got to cast the net wide when it comes to wedding trends. So, you know, for myself and the editors at Wedding Bells, we look at a lot of things, as I'm sure you also do. Mm-hmm. We look at pop culture. We look at fashion. You know, we look forward. We look backward. We dig back. We look at vintage things. Kind of get a temperature check on what people are into. And you really have to be creative, because we're always reinventing the wheel and talking about the same type of event. So I love it, because it really challenges me to be extra creative and think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. With 2018, I just don't see the greenery trend going anywhere.
I agree. Anyone that's asked me, I've said the same thing. I think, obviously, with the royal wedding, and I want to ask you about that a little bit later. With the royal wedding, we saw a lot of greenery. We saw floral arches. And I think that is inspiring a lot of weddings in 2019. We're going to see, you know, archways around doorways and entrance points and hanging installations.
Hanging installations. I'm with you there.
Yes.
So I think we're going to talk about this a little later too. Pompous grass has become a huge thing.
And I know, like, Mandy Moore, I think, pompous, I was seeing a little bit, obviously, before Mandy Moore, but I think her wedding really threw pompous grass into the spotlight. And I'm also seeing wheat.
Yes.
Which is such an interesting component.
Yeah. So with Wedding Bells, we launch a trends guide every year. So we've just launched our 2019 trends guide. So it's super fun for us because we have to brainstorm all these things. Like, we started back in September thinking about all this stuff. So it's our job to kind of go off the radar and inspire people about things that are different. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that are on our 2019 guide, we've got some really fun ones. Pompous grass is one, but we've done pompous grass clouds. So it's a hanging installation.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's got pompous grass and corn stalks and wheat. And it's very sort of tapping into that au naturel trend. Mm-hmm. But I love, like, the idea of taking it to the skies. Mm-hmm. Other things we're seeing happening in florals, you know, statement bouquets. We're still seeing a lot of, like, protea, and orchids have become a big thing again. And so it's that very impactful floral arrangement. Mm-hmm. In sweets, the royal wedding, I think, influenced. I love the tableau of cakes that they had. So it was just a very simple cake, but it was, like, ornately displayed. So I really love that.
It's like a buttercream, you know, bringing it back.
Yeah, way back. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you have to look forwards and backwards.
You're right.
Another cake trend that was a fun one that we kind of brainstormed was, like, a graffiti cake. So we did a cake that sort of got, like, lips and X's and O's and kind of contrasting patterns. But I love playing with color and different ideas because, like you said, let's get out of the white, let's get out of the blush, that sort of thing.
We'll get right back to today's interview, but first I wanted to tell you about an exciting new workshop series that I'll be hosting for people just like you, brides and grooms-to-be, that are planning their own dream wedding and need a little guidance on the what, why, how, when of wedding planning. Let me be clear, weddings can be daunting, overwhelming, expensive, and stressful, but they can also be so much fun if you can manage to plan a wedding within your budget, with all the people you love the most, and without any last-minute surprises. And I want to help you take the stress and fear out of the planning and make you feel prepared for what's to come. I've taken my decades of professional wedding planning experience and created a custom one-day crash course that will walk you in detail through all the steps you need to cover. The workshops will be starting this spring in Vancouver, but we will be touring throughout North America as well. So if you're interested and want us to come to your city, let me know. You will find more info on what's included in the workshop and can buy your tickets on my website, AllieArmstrongEvents.com. That's Allie with a Y, AllieArmstrongEvents.com. Okay, now back to today's interview.
With fashion, there's lots of fun things going on. Athleisure, bridal athleisure is happening.
Is that like the pantsuit?
That's like joggers, baby.
Like, okay, really? Like I was
full trackers.
I'm thinking, are you actually going there? Really?
I'm going there. So there was a designer at New York Bridal Week, Gracie Acad. She's an American designer. And there was a few more, but she most notably showcased this amazing lace tracksuit. So bomber jacket, joggers. So we styled it up. We put, like, some major statement bling with it. Great ponytail, stilettos. Probably not going to wear that for your first outfit, but it's a great option for your second one.
Yeah. Or even, like, your rehearsal dinner if it's a little bit more low key.
Yeah.
That'd be super
fun. Other things happening with, you know, gowns. There's a lot of minimalism. We can thank the royal wedding for that. Pantsuits are big. Mm-hmm. You know, we showcased one from Smythe and it was a mauve color. So I like playing with some color. So there's so many great things happening. Well, churros are the new donuts.
Okay. Oh, I love churros.
Right.
Yes.
I feel like the donut wall has been there, done that, right?
I think we can leave the donut wall.
And everybody sort of likes the novelty treat of some sort.
Yes.
So we're seeing some of that. So there's lots of things going on. And I just, the more creative you can make it, the better.
And I've seen velvet, I think, is going to be something velvet. We're going to see more.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a lot of textural things going on.
Yes.
So, you know, the pompous grass has an amazing texture and velvet. Velvet, I think, in bridal, we just have to be careful. It could go either way. White velvet can look weird.
White velvet could. I think if you were to add maybe a velvet napkin or a ribbon around a napkin.
It's sort of that return to luxury, right?
Yes. Like, what I recommend for clients, if they do want to go more classic timeless, is make it feel like you're at least at a very special, you know, dinner or, you know, like you're grandparents used to throw dinner parties with like the beautiful china or like the flatware or just have some details that feel luxe.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think white is going anywhere. Right. That's been around for a long time, but it's like sort of, you know, elevating the white and maybe it's like mixing in different tones and using different flowers and getting a little more creative with your play settings. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of trends happening. And I just say to people, like, get creative, look outside of the box, push the envelope.
And I hope that people feel more confident and excited to actually push the envelope. And we've seen a little bit more creativity in the last 2 years. Yes. So hopefully people do feel inspired and confident to just go for it.
Yeah. I think that Instagram has really been an amazing thing, but I also think it's led to some homogenous ideas. Mm-hmm. Like everything is kind of the same. Everyone says they want different, but it's the same.
Yes.
So I'm going to point to like beauty on Instagram. We all know it, the Instagram beauty, the eyebrows, the eyelashes, the highlighted nose. And, you know, we can thank the Kardashians for that. Yes. So we've been Kardashianized, but that's just an example of how, you know, people get into an idea, but they're afraid to be an individual.
Yeah.
So I always encourage people, like, be true to you, like, have your day your way.
Yes. Love that. And you are the editor in chief of a magazine. So the fact that you're promoting that is fantastic. So I hope you all take that and run with it and do whatever the heck you want on your day. So we can't not talk about celebrity engagements and weddings. I know we touched on it a little bit, but let's talk about the royal wedding, because Prince Harry, Meghan Markle's wedding was the wedding of the year.
It was. Well, it was up until like the Priyanka and Nick.
That was my next question. Okay, so Priyanka and
Nick. I'm still going to argue it was the wedding of the year, but I mean, I guess on a scope, Priyanka had to take it to a multi-day, multi-week event.
And that 75-foot train.
Yes.
Wow.
Subtle. Hashtag subtle.
But the royal wedding, it did happen first. And I think obviously it was a huge deal all around the world. And minimalism, like you touched on.
Yes.
Do you think her dress, there was a lot of mixed feedback?
There was, because I think people were expecting more.
Something different.
But I think that she took it in a fresh direction.
Yes.
I do like that it was a simple cut. It was very Givenchy. It was very Audrey Hepburn.
Mm-hmm.
So the label was true to itself.
Yes.
And I mean, I think her jewels were amazing. The veil was amazing. What I liked about the royal wedding is, you know, I was at Wedding Bells when William and Kate got married. So it was interesting covering that event versus when Meghan and Harry, because when William and Kate got married, Instagram really wasn't a thing. So it was all Twitter. So the way that, you know, they communicated everything about the wedding, like who was doing their cake and who was doing their flowers, like we all knew these people.
True.
So it was very insightful because, you know, it was great for me being in industry because I could, you know, Philippa Craddock is one of the best florists in London,
mm-hmm.
and I know her work. So it's like you kind of already had a sense of what things were going to look like as these sort of vendors were announced. So I thought that was really interesting. But their day was romantic and it was beautiful and it was not like William and Kate's, because I think that was the point.
Yes.
They're a different sort of couple.
And they did push the envelope in certain aspects, even with the music in the church. You know,
and even their whole service. Like their officiants. And
yes,
they really did. So it was really refreshing. And I think that's why they resonated so much with people. And I mean, let's face it, everybody loves a royal wedding. And as I said so many times, I did so much press on this. It was an incredible year to be in my job because I did so many fabulous things. But I'm like, come on, we're not going to have a wedding like this scope and magnitude again until like Prince George or one of those wee ones get married, right? So it was a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And I loved her tiara. I know that was, no one knew what tiara she was going to wear. The lover's knot, I think, was the front runner.
Yes.
But I heard, I don't know, there's some drama around that. I don't know if that's true, obviously. That could be.
Yeah, I think there was some drama. She wanted to perhaps wear an emerald tiara that was maybe called into question. We'd have to ask the Daily Mail about that.
Okay. But regardless, I think we saw a resurgence of the tiara.
Absolutely.
Because of Meghan Markle.
And her tiara was beautiful because it was understated,
mm-hmm.
if we can say that about a tiara with that many diamonds from the royal collection.
A few million dollars, no big deal. It was very understated.
So certainly that was the royal wedding of the year, but we cannot discount Eugenie's wedding because I really liked that as well.
She looked beautiful.
I loved her dress. Mm-hmm. Personally, her dress was my jam.
I loved her second dress too.
Yes, her Stella McCartney dress was amazing. Her main wedding dress from Peter Pilotti was incredible. It had incredible detailing. The tailoring on that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Bow in the back. I love the story about her scoliosis scar and her wanting to have that sort of be part of her day because that's a part of her. Mm-hmm. No veil. That was kind of, ooh, royal brides usually have a veil.
Right.
I thought she looked amazing. And they, I think they had a really beautiful wedding as well. And I know she's not as popular a royal. And obviously some people are like, who even is that over here in Canada? Right. But I loved her wedding as well.
It looked gorgeous. And did she have emerald in her?
She did. Yeah.
She a little.
And, you know, both of these weddings had amazing photography. We can circle back to that. And I loved that they both chose like fashion shooters who had a modern angle to things.
I loved that as well. It was refreshing.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. And it was just a different perspective too. And the fact that now we can follow these photographers and almost get a little bit of a, you know, additional perspective through their social channels too is pretty cool because that didn't happen.
No.
Like William and Kate's, I don't even know who the photographer was. Right?
No, it was one of the royal photographers.
Right.
So, you know, again, you know, Harry and Meghan set a precedent. Like they had Alex Lubomirsky.
Yes.
I've practiced that.
Wow, that's very good.
You know, and he's really obviously renowned for all his fashion work. So he did an amazing job, even with those classic portraits.
Yes.
They were suddenly fresh. The color popped. Mm-hmm. They were beautiful. They were modern.
I love their engagement photos too.
Yeah, they were great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, same. Alex did those as well.
Yes.
It was sad when it was over though, I have to say. It was such a build
up. It was a little bit of a letdown.
It was just, I think I had the royal wedding depression afterwards. It was such a ride. And, you know, leading up to the wedding, I actually went to Windsor and I did a tour of the space and I kind of got the whole royal treatment as it were. So it was really amazing for me. And, you know, as I mentioned, I love the royals and I've been a longtime royalist.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun.
What a dream, Allison.
It
wow. What an experience. And did you get to go into Windsor Castle?
I did. I actually had I had my own tour guide, just myself and Amanda from Windsor, and she was fantastic. She knew everything about the chapel, the castle. You know, she had friends that worked at the castle because that's what she does. So I got lots of inside stories and it was fabulous.
Wow. That's once in a lifetime experience.
I was living my best life.
Yes.
I really was.
Right around the royal wedding. Wow. What a dream. Now I know if I'm ever going to London, I'm bringing you.
Okay, great. We'll just do all the teas in all the town.
Done. So let's get back to Priyanka and Nick Jonas. Wow. Her dress and that veil and wow.
Yeah, it was pretty wow.
I loved her dress. I loved, and little personal connection. One of my best friends growing up did a photography workshop and made friends with Jose Villa.
Uh-huh.
And he shot my girlfriend's wedding, and I was a bridesmaid in her wedding.
Oh, wow. Small world.
So I got to know him and his husband, Joel, and they are salt of the earth, amazing people. And obviously now, one of the best photographers in the world.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool seeing him, you know, at Priyanka's wedding. And again, refreshing that somebody so relevant shot their wedding.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think what was interesting about their wedding, I mean, Harry and Meghan did it on quite a shortened timeline too, but royal engagements typically aren't long.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nick and Priyanka, they are fully in line with the new millennial thinking of 6 months from engagement to wedding day. People are on that train.
That's fast.
Stars fast just like us. So they did it very quickly.
They did.
And it was kind of cool because we usually don't get the big bang of a wedding at that time of the year in celebrity land.
Yes.
And then what about Miley and Liam?
Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Me neither, but that was like refreshing as well. And so there's a couple who totally did it their way.
Yeah, I loved her dress. It was very classic, off the shoulder, very on trend as well, but simple and elegant. And I don't know if you know, did her parents know about it? Because I saw a picture and her mom's in the background in jeans.
Right.
So maybe she changed later.
I'm not sure. I had heard that they were planning to get married, but then, you know, they were part of the California wildfires and their Malibu home was destroyed. So I think that perhaps what I had read is that it was on the table that they were going to get married sort of earlier in the fall, but then they sort of had this personal tragedy. So they were married at her home in Nashville.
Yes.
And I kind of like to think maybe nobody knew. Or they just showed up and they're like, hey, we're getting married.
Yeah.
Seems very Miley to me.
It seems very cool. And, you know, then she is sure that no one is going to leak anything.
Yeah.
It is about them. They're in the moment.
But wasn't that interesting how we all found out? It was like a friend of hers posted a video on Snapchat.
It was a Snapchat?
Yeah.
I wonder if he got in trouble.
And someone grabbed it.
They
no secrets, people.
Yeah, you're right. Well, and I guess if you are trying to keep a secret, your inner circle should probably know better than to Snapchat or so Insta story.
That's a whole other podcast.
That is a whole other podcast. We touched on it on a future episode. It's going to be on etiquette, just about, you know, making sure the couple is okay with social media. And, you know, if they're, you know, promoting the hashtag everywhere, then obviously they're encouraging you to share. But my rule of thumb is wait until either the couple shares their wishes or they post first.
That's a great rule.
Yeah, because you can get people in trouble.
Well, exactly. And, you know, a lot of couples want to tell their own story. They don't want other people telling their story.
Yes.
Like you, Miley's friend.
Yes. If you're listening.
Yes.
So Mandy Moore, we did talk about her for a moment, but her dress was pink.
Yes, she had a pink Rodarte dress. Second wedding. I don't think that had any really impact on the pink. I think she would have done it either way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was another great one at the end of the year. Like tons of inspiration. And it was just beautiful. And of course, she had the pampas grass and everything was just fresh.
Yes, it was. Those photos were stunning in that, you know, altar focal point in the aisle. Oh, wow. Yeah. It was breathtaking.
It was great.
And pink, I'm seeing as well, a lot of blushes and nude hues in wedding gowns in 2019 as well.
Absolutely.
So it's people, you know, don't have to be afraid to pull in some color even into their gown, which I think is
fun. I love when that happens.
Doesn't have to be white. And so 2019, I don't even know, like, who's getting married in 2019? I mean, maybe Kylie Jenner. I don't know.
Yeah, that's supposedly a maybe.
That's a maybe.
Let's just put that over there. Yeah. The Kardashians get enough press.
They do get a lot of press.
You know what would be a great one to see? Let's have a Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton wedding.
Oh my goodness. I love them. I think they're such a cool couple.
Well, and I like them too. And I think it would be great because they're just, everybody loves them, but they're not millennials.
And they have flavor.
Yeah, they have flavor. They're and like her wedding dress from her first wedding is still one of the best, most iconic of all time.
You're right.
The John Galliano for Dior with the dip dye. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we need some Gwen. Mm-hmm. I think there could be a few like Justin Bieber, Hailey Baldwin type of hookups.
Right, because apparently they did get married in a courthouse, but there's word that they might have a wedding.
Yeah. I feel like one of the Hadids could get married. Like, I feel like Bella could marry The Weeknd. Yes. Zayn and Gigi, who knows? They're a bit on the rocks. So, you know.
Okay. Well, that either of them, I think, would have an epic wedding.
Yeah.
And there is another royal wedding, Lady Windsor.
There is, yes.
Right? She's getting married, but I don't know if that will be kind of...
I think that's, you know, maybe a more of a low-key Britain story than a global...
Yes.
Global story.
So you and I will be,
we'll be quietly over there celebrating. Yes.
Well, I'm excited to see where these trends, you know, go and what people do with them in 2019. And I have to thank you so much for joining us and just, you're so much fun. You're such a little firecracker. I love it. And you have so much insight and just a wealth of knowledge. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. And
thanks for inviting me to share on the Alley Show.
Yeah. Well, where can people find you?
People can find me. I'm at Wedding Bells, but people can find me on social media. I'm just at plain old Allison McGill.
Perfect.
Me is me.
I love it. So I guess if anyone has questions for Allison or Wedding Bells, DM them. Sounds like they're pretty responsive over there.
We are pretty responsive. We like to chat.
Love it. And you can also DM me at Events by Ally if there's any topics that you'd like me to cover. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Allison.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today for another episode of Almost Married. I hope you all feel a little more prepared and excited for planning the wedding of your dreams. If you have any questions you'd love me to cover or ideas for future episodes, I would absolutely love to hear from you. And you can connect with me on Instagram at Events by Ally, that's Ally, or on my website, www.allyarmstrongevents.com, where we have tons of other resources on the website for you to help you create a beautiful, personal, and stress-free wedding day. And if you are so inclined, you can also sign up for my workshop series on my website as well. Last but definitely not least, I would be so appreciative if you left a rating and review of this podcast in your favorite podcast app. It really does help get the word out to other almost married couples who need a little help along the way, and better yet, share this podcast with other brides or grooms-to-be. Thank you again, lovelies, and I hope you join me back here next week where we'll tackle another need-to-know wedding challenge. Bye for now.